様、本日はシルヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。
The Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I know the Distinguished Speaker Series has, at least the first one's concluded out in Pasadena, the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization is on the line with us. Bobby, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Phil, and I did tell Mike that we are on our way back from the Distinguished Speaker Series at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium this evening.
And who did you see?
We saw the Dalai Lama, and I wanted to make a point to you and to your listeners that it's a wonderful series, and I know that in a lot of different cities they have the Distinguished Speaker Series, and they have very interesting people. And Steve and I were supposed to be joined by some friends this evening, but Janice and Ray Sterling, who are very dear friends of ours, were not able to make it. And I think it's important to expose yourself, I think, to culture. And so we're coming back from the Distinguished Speaker Series. And
you saw the Dalai Lama, huh?
Yes, we saw the Dalai Lama, and he spoke. And they have also Walter Cronkite is going to be there, and Madeleine Albright is also going to be featured at the Distinguished Speaker Series. You know, it's so exciting, I think, Phil, to be involved in cultural events. And for me and Steve, it's a pleasure. We really wanted Janice and Ray to come, and I can tell you that it's kind of an interesting story.
Are these friends of yours?
They're friends of ours who live over at Western States, yeah. They live over in the Camellia phase, which is one of the newer models, and they're very good friends. But I have a very dear friend. Janice is someone who really could have used this, and I think it's something she needs. She has 2 years of junior college. They spend all of their time watching, you know, renting videos and watching videos at home. She sits in the stands and watches her husband play softball, I think, 3 nights a week. They're real stay at home. They're not very, very active. And they're not, by the way, still very active in the Homeowners Association or the PTO. So that when I got these tickets to the Distinguished Speaker Series at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, it was in my mind to hold on and slow down a little bit. I'm telling my husband that my husband has slowed down a little bit, Phil.
Well, don't get any tickets.
When I got the tickets to the Distinguished Speaker Series, I decided that this was something that Janice needed. Again, Phil, she's not very active in our Homeowners Association, and she's not very active in our Parent Teachers Organization. So I went over to her house, and I knocked on the door, and I wanted to surprise her because I think it's one of the great things, kind of a fun thing to surprise people. And she answered the door, and I said, "Surprise, Janice, I have two tickets to see the Dalai Lama, who we saw tonight." And she said to me that she had to go, and this was one of the things she said, Stephen, and my husband commented that this was unbelievable, that she has such a narrow life. She had to go to one of her husband's softball games, and I really thought that she was a little bit embarrassed that she didn't know who the Dalai Lama was.
So this was a disappointing thing for you to be to have these tickets to see the Distinguished Speaker Series. You see that the Dalai Lama was speaking tonight, right?
Yes, he was, Phil.
And so you went over to her house to see if she'd go with you.
I did, and because it's something she really needs. You really, when you have a friend who, like Janice, is a little limited, she only has 2 years of community college behind her. They spend an awful lot of time doing things, you know, inside the home, and they don't really get out and get any culture. But when she said to me that she had to go and watch one of her husband's softball games, and I was offering her tickets to see the Distinguished Speaker Series, and I told her that not only that, but I said to her, "Janice, you know, Steve and I get tickets. We go to the opera, and we go over to the theater, and we do a lot of things. They have the theater at the LA Music at the Music Center."
And yeah, I know. I've been to some plays there.
And they have the opera over at the LA Music Center. And I said, this is something that I think you really need. And she said, no, I have to watch my husband tonight. He's playing softball. And I just felt my heart sink for her. I really did.
Well, I mean, this is a woman who obviously has a different set of priorities than you, right?
But she's so limited. She's so limited. I mean, all they do, Phil, is watch these videotapes. They rent their movies at Blockbuster Video. They go to their Pop Warner football games. They go over and they have dinner together over at Coco's or something like that. And it's just such a limited life. When you have the opportunity to introduce culture into your life, what would you do?
You're asking me?
Yes. What would you do?
Well, I go to the theater. I mean, I do whatever I can, okay? I live so far away from everything. But, yeah, if I have an opportunity.
Steve and I go to all of the plays. We saw The Music Man with Barry Williams, who was in The Brady Bunch. You remember him?
Yes, I do.
And we went over and we saw Umbrellas of Cherbourg. We saw that. And now we have the Distinguished Speaker Series tickets. And it's so exciting to go and see the Dalai Lama. And we were very excited for Janice to be able to take her with us.
Well, if she can't go, she can't go, huh?
Well, I think it's at least incumbent upon any good friend to go over there and to say to her, Janice, I have tickets for the Distinguished Speaker Series, which I did do, Phil, and I'd like you to go. The Dalai Lama is going to be speaking. And in that way, I think as a friend, I'm pointing out to her, you know, Phil, when she doesn't have culture. And you have to point that out.
Well, culture is a different thing to a lot of different people. I'm glad you had the opportunity to go see this. If you have a friend who you want to expose culturally to things, I guess they're either going to be there or they're not, huh?
Yeah, but if you see her shutting herself away, and if you see her wasting her life, you know what I'm saying?
Well, wasting her life, isn't it her choice?
But I, as a friend of hers, I can't let her do that. You know, if you're a friend, and let me tell you something about friendship, Phil, because I've had a lot of dear girlfriends for a lot of years. You intervene, and there's a thing called intercession. And are you aware of what that is?
I know the term.
Well, intercession means you intervene in their life, and you say, we have to have an intercession. We have to have an intercession. You have to understand, Janice, that your life is limited, that it is surrounded by a sort of a brick wall of stupidity if you're spending all of your time watching your husband play softball and you're watching the videos from the Blockbuster. So we said to her, we have tickets for the Distinguished Speaker Series at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, and we're going to go see the Dalai Lama, and I'd like you to go. And she said that she couldn't, and I just thought it was very, very sad.
Well, what when you say an intercession, how are you going to get somebody to get up off their butt and go to something?
I think you have to continually remind her. I said, we have tickets to the Distinguished Speaker Series to see Walter Cronkite. He's going to be appearing next month. Madeleine Albright is going to be there in the month of November, too. There's going to be, I can't remember the man's name now, Steve.
It's another newsman.
Is it Peter Jennings?
Peter Jennings.
Peter Jennings will be speaking at the Distinguished Speaker Series. And I want to give her the opportunity. She needs this. I've been taking yoga classes, and I've also been taking Tai Bo. And I asked her if she wanted to be a part of that with me. And so far, she's not said that she does. And I really feel that it's time for an intercession. And that's what I really want to talk to you about. When do you intercede?
Well, when do you intercede? You went over to her house. You asked her. She said no. You're taking yoga. You're taking Tai Bo. Do you keep knocking on her door?
I think she really needs to go to the Distinguished Speaker Series. And then she'll see the culture that Steve and I are getting when we go to the opera and we go to the theater, too, that she's not getting.
All right, Bobby, can you hang on the line?
We're a little bit ways from home right now, Phil, if you're picking up our cell phone.
It sounds really, really clear. Hold on for just a moment. Phil Henry's show here with Bobby Dooley, who is returning from the Distinguished Speaker Series. She saw the Dalai Lama speak this evening. She's got a friend who she's trying to get out of the house to go to some of these things with her. And her friend's doing what? Watching her husband play softball. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Bobby, a question. You went to the Distinguished Speaker Series this evening. Did you enjoy it? I didn't have a chance to ask you.
Phil, it was the Dalai Lama. And we thought it was sort of interesting. He, you know, prayed. He did a prayer. I don't think it's really important whether you know.
What did you get out of it?
Well, I think I think there's such a thing as something that is socially appropriate, and I think it's socially appropriate to go to the Distinguished Speaker Series. And did you see, Steve, do you have a feeling on that?
I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, my husband says it was sort of interesting.
Well, what did he do? Let me ask you a question, and forgive me. I don't mean to be Dalai Lama, are you familiar with him? Are you familiar with who he is?
Well, we knew that he was... this was the Distinguished Speaker Series that we went to, Phil. And
I understand that, but do you know who he is?
Steve's asking, who is the Dalai Lama?
He's the head of the Buddhism.
My husband says that he is the head of Buddhism, I think.
Well, actually, he is the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhists.
Well, we knew that he was very distinguished. And we thought it was socially appropriate to.
Well, but is that all you know about him?
Well, he's one of the very significant people, I think you have to say.
In the world?
I would say so, Steve. Wouldn't you?
He's significant to me. Yeah.
My husband said that, you know, he's significant too.
But I mean, are you familiar?
Well, Steve said he was. That he was reincarnated, and I think that's kind of neat.
And who was?
What did you say, Steve?
That Lama was reincarnated. The Lama was reincarnated.
The Lama was reincarnated.
The Dalai Lama?
Yeah, and that's sort of neat. I thought that was kind of a neat thing.
Well, reincarnation is a concept that some people believe in and some don't.
But I thought it was interesting to see him, and we wanted to get Janice over there.
All right, let me get to a phone call here. Anaheim Hills, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are
have
you?
Have you? Are you familiar with these speaker series? Do you ever go to these, ma'am?
No, mm-hmm. I have not. I've seen them, but I have not gone to them specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I have been to different. Thing. I've been to the theater. I've been,
Steve and
to
I
all
go.
Kinds. But
yeah, we go to the theater and we go to the opera too.
And you know what? That
mm-hmm.
is really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I and it's nice that you want to include somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think I think that it's basically
mm-hmm.
you're probably putting her off totally from the fact that I don't think I would want to spend time with you.
Are you talking about Janice? Our friend?
Yes. Yes, because the reason, let me finish, is
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
it's more of
mm-hmm.
you're not, I don't want to be around people who don't
mm-hmm,
think that
mm-hmm.
I am good enough, who don't think that my life is fulfilled. The fact that, let me tell you, the fact that she and her husband do things together,
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
fact that she, and to judge
mm-hmm.
the fact and tell her life
mm-hmm.
isn't full,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
well, of course, she
mm-hmm.
is not. She's not going to
mm-hmm.
want to spend time around people
mm-hmm.
that are telling her she
mm-hmm.
has no life. Whereas
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in their home and
mm-hmm.
in their life,
mm-hmm.
they could be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a shame
mm-hmm.
that you're going to be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go around telling her. Just
mm-hmm.
share it with her. But don't go around telling her she's not doesn't have any culture, that she's not mm-hmm. good enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that people need to have friends that will tell them when their lives are empty.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily true. Sometimes mm-hmm. the best friend mm-hmm. we can be mm-hmm. is just to mm-hmm. be there for them. But if mm-hmm. you're that good of friends mm-hmm. with them, mm-hmm. do you go to these mm-hmm. games with
mm-hmm.
them?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because we got our tickets to the Distinguished Speaker Series.
I know. But what about mm-hmm. other things? You don't really mm-hmm. seem to spend time with these people.
Well, we wanted to do things that we thought would be culturally
But if you don't want to spend time with things they're doing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then mm-hmm. why would they want to spend time mm-hmm. with things you're doing?
Well, we wanted her to go see the Dalai Lama because...
But you didn't even know who this man was.
Oh, we know who he is because we'd seen him on the brochure.
My point, though, mm-hmm, is that mm-hmm, it mm-hmm. would have been nice. Mm-hmm. So when she doesn't, when she wants to be with her husband...
Well, we think that she's really drowning in mediocrity, and we want her to...
But you're saying mediocrity. You
yoga.
Don't know what goes on else in this mm-hmm. woman's home.
But wait a minute. I'm taking yoga. I'm taking Tai Bo.
But that's great
taking,
for you, but
mm-hmm.
when you tell people that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all it does
mm-hmm.
is say, look how good I am.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and it doesn't
mm-hmm.
say, share it with me. It says...
That's late. She's seen the Dalai Lama.
Have you ever seen the Dalai Lama?
Personally?
At the Distinguished Speaker Series this evening, we heard him speak.
No, but I also knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Had I mean, to
mm-hmm.
know, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I might
mm-hmm.
have gone, but for a friend to say...
Have you ever been to opera?
Have you ever been over to the opera?
Yes, I have been to
isn't
the opera.
Wonderful?
I have seen many
isn't
of the theaters.
Isn't it wonderful?
I have been...
Mm-hmm.
It is wonderful,
it's
but
wonderful.
I don't look down on people that don't go,
we
that don't want it, because they
mm-hmm.
are...
Mm-hmm.
They may not enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
There's things
mm-hmm.
I do not enjoy. I don't enjoy
mm-hmm.
the ballet.
Have you ever, because the Dalai Lama was reincarnated, and that is interesting, isn't it?
But the point of the Dalai Lama,
mm-hmm.
there is no. It's not
mm-hmm.
the. It's not who you went
mm-hmm.
to see.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. It's the
mm-hmm.
fact that you ask was great. The fact that
I did see the Lama there. Yes, I'm sorry.
The fact that you know
mm-hmm.
that it is that you can't just enjoy
mm-hmm.
it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that it has to be that everybody else is not culturized because they're not
mm-hmm.
doing what you're doing.
Well, but he
that's
didn't.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, he didn't talk about reincarnation, though.
But I heard he was
It doesn't
carnated.
Matter what they did there,
well,
though.
If he was carnated, though.
I was hoping he'd take questions, but he didn't.
He didn't take. But I know what you're saying, but what do I do?
Oh, I'm saying if you
friend?
Want to be a really good friend
mm-hmm,
to her,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
don't lord this over her. Invite
what
her.
What do I do? What do I do for her, though? She is so mediocre.
Then go find another friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Honestly,
right.
mm-hmm. that's, I mean, in other words.
Okay,
you're
so
not
I got to take a break. Phil Hendry Show. Thank you.
Siamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Hendry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with us here from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization. She's driving back from Pasadena this evening, having seen the Distinguished Speaker Series with the Dalai Lama. Bobby, I wanted to ask you, your friend Janice, who you wanted to go to the Distinguished Speaker Series with you, correct?
That's right, Phil.
You said she was embarrassed?
I really think that Janice was embarrassed because she really didn't know who the Dalai Lama... I don't think she'd been exposed to who the Dalai Lama was. And I told her, I said that it is all right if you don't know who he is. What we wanted to do is just go and, you know, watch how he prays and have some culture. Because that's really important. I've joined the Republican Women's Club. If she'd go to the Distinguished Speaker Series, I think Janice would, you know, get that kind of culture that and that she could have. And I just thought it was really neat.
She got to see him because he was talking about being reincarnated, mainly.
Well, yeah. My husband said that it was really neat because he was talking about, you know, being incarnated and what's that like. And, you know, it's a neat thing.
Well, you said that she didn't know who the Dalai Lama was, but you say you don't know who he is.
Well, I think that We know who he is.
Well, he's the Lama.
Well, I know, Steve. Hold on for a minute. We know who he is, but we feel it's socially appropriate to go see the Dalai Lama. And so that's what we did, you know. And
well, I'll go see the Lama and talk about carnation.
Right, Steve. Honey, could you hold on because I'm...
Ask him to be quiet.
The host wants you to be quiet.
I just want to see the Lama.
My husband's talking about how it was interesting to see the Lama, and he talked about carnation, or I mean reincarnation. So those are interesting things, and it's all really interesting to see it.
Okay, let me go to Matthews on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I would just like to interject that culture is is what you make of it. It's not how many plays you go to see. It's not how many operas you go to see. Life is something to be experienced, and whether you're going to see plays or whether you're going to see softball, you've got to do the things that make you happy, and a lot of people, family makes them happy. And
but what about softball, I think, is very pedestrian in a lot of ways. You know, it's a very pedestrian thing, and I think to break out is what we want her to do more than anything else. And to go over to the Distinguished Speaker Series, we have tickets for all 3 months.
Well,
you know, and softball's very common, I think.
And, you know, this country was based on sports. A lot of times it brings families together.
But the Dalai Lama is interesting to go see him.
Have you ever been
to the theater or over to the opera?
Oh, yes. I've been to Broadway on several occasions, but I don't think that's what makes me culture. And I know that's not what makes me happy in life.
You need to have your husband. What did he say?
I said we saw The Dead Salesman.
We saw the play, The Dead Salesman. But one of the things that I wanted to ask...
The Dead Salesman.
The Death of a Salesman. Do you think the Lama plays softball? I don't think he does. Do you think the Lama plays softball?
He may not play softball.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
But I think what the real question here is you've got a friend who seems not to be interested. Now, we probably don't want to look down our noses at our friends and say, hey, you need culture. She may have all the culture that she wants to have.
How about the Lama play?
That's right.
All right, sir, thank you. And I think the point that man was making is culture comes from just about anywhere. Softball is culture sometimes. Reno, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Ma'am, I need for you to turn your radio down, too. It's very loud.
I can't. I'm having such a hard time fathoming listening to this person. It angered me listening to you so much that I felt compelled to call.
Well, I'm talking about a very dear friend of mine who...
How can she be that good of a friend when you feel you need to impose your thoughts and what you feel is good for her?
I don't want her to live that way, but I want her to be exposed to the... When we got the Distinguished Speaker Series tickets, I said, you don't need to know who the Lama is, but if you come with us... You can see him and watch him pray.
But you didn't know who he was either. You read it on the brochure.
Yes, I did.
Have you read books on him? Have you followed up on it at all? I mean,
yes, I did. I know who he was.
Until you asked your husband
who
he was.
Who is the Dalai Lama? So the lady in Reno is asking a good question. Who is he?
He is. Now you're going to put me on the spot, aren't you?
She asked her husband.
That's
he told her the last time she forgot.
The Dalai Lama headed Buddhism.
He's the head of Buddhism.
That's not all that he is. He's the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhists, yes, but what else does he do? Who is he?
She got two lines off of a brochure. She doesn't know anything about him either.
I probably know more about the Lama than you do. You know?
I mean, okay, so I spend
$100
on basketball tickets.
Do you know about him?
I know a lot, and you know it's through books. I don't need to go and have my see you. Automatically, you're putting her down because that's not her thing, and
I'm not putting her down. I feel for her. I feel for her. I want her so much.
I don't get that you feel for her. When I listen to you, I hear nothing. But I am this wonderful person that's doing these wonderful things, and she needs to do it with me in order to be wonderful also.
You know, I really don't know where you're coming from.
Where's she coming from?
Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from?
What do you mean, where am I coming from?
Where are you coming from with that? What do you mean by that?
I'm just listening
Steve and I wanted to expose Janice. All she does is stay at home with her husband and go to his softball games and watch videos and all of this.
And how do you know that that doesn't give her a happy life? I've been married
to go see the deli, all of the things that we do.
Your car phone, ma'am, hold on. Your car phone's...
25 years.
Yeah, your car phone is crapping up a little bit there, so we're going to move on, but hold the line. I have a question for you, okay? The points that people are trying to make here tonight, Bobby, is that you are somehow lording over her, your culture.
No, Phil, all I'm doing is I want to expose Janice. We like to go to things that have culture. One of the things that Steve and I did recently was we ordered on the television, they had Hooked on Classics?
Hooked on Classics, that was really good.
We got the Hooked on Classics, and that's very important to hear, and it's very, very important. And
so you got Hooked on Classics, so what?
That's something that we enjoy, and we never knew that we would. And I love that. What's the song that you like?
I don't know. What's the one going? No.
The one that goes dun 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 dun.
Beethoven's Ninth. Beethoven's Fifth. Excuse me.
The one that goes.
Yeah, Beethoven's Fifth.
That's Beethoven. That's not Mozart.
I know that's Mozart.
No, he says it's Beethoven. We enjoy that. And Janice and her husband listen to music that is a little ethnic. And I think it's sort of pedestrian.
What kind of music do they listen to? What do you mean you guys are hooked on classics?
They listen to the Miles Davis. And because we saw the CD over there at their house of the Miles Davis. And
that's jazz. That's, I'll tell you something, man, that's pretty good jazz, too.
Well, you know, I don't...
What's the song going? No.
He said it's Beethoven's Fifth.
Beethoven's Fifth. His Fifth. You got it, Mike? Go ahead, play it.
Yeah, that's the one there. That's Mozart.
What is that? Is that Mozart, Phil?
That's Beethoven. Beethoven. Ludwig von Beethoven, okay?
Did they make the movie about who?
No, they make that movie about, Phil.
Who'd they make the movie about what?
No, but the guy. The guy that died.
Mozart? You mean Amadeus?
That's the one, Steve. That was my Amadeus. Was that... And that's Beethoven.
Yeah, that's Beethoven there. Amadeus is a whole different cat. That was Mozart, okay? Here's Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Look, and by the way, while I'm talking, don't go, because that's what I do to my wife when I don't want her, when I'm not listening to her either.
No, I just want you to know that I'm here for you. I'm listening to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Take the time and become involved in what you're going to hear and see and listen. Because, you know, the music that you listen to, you can't identify later. The speaker you heard tonight, you don't know what he's about even after having gone and listened to him.
We bought the series of tickets for the Distinguished Speaker Series.
I'm pleased. I'm proud
That's
of you
great.
For that. But involve yourself. Don't just go and be seen there. Lots of people have lots of things they do that they get very involved with. It's sometimes more important about the quality
This man just said something very important. Take the time to absorb what it is you're seeing. If you went to see the Dalai Lama, that's a great thing, but if you don't remember anything that he said, if you listen to Beethoven's music and you don't know that it's his music...
No, we know. Do you, in Wichita, I'm sure you have public television.
We have all sorts of things. We have a wonderful symphony.
Okay.
We have some great things. I involve myself heavily with them here and many of the other places
I
live in.
In Los Angeles, we have Channel 28, and that is the public broadcasting system. And we have become subscribers, and we got they give you a T-shirt and a coffee mug, too, when you do that. Hello?
Okay.
Is the gentleman there?
Yes.
And your point is what?
I'm sorry?
What is your point?
Well, it's something that you can wear and you can say that I support culture.
Well, see, let me...
I got the coffee mug at work.
My husband has the coffee mug at work, and I wear the T-shirt. You know, I wore the T-shirt to one of our parent-teacher organization meetings.
But the point is...
People were upset about that because we do subscribe to KCET and all of the public television.
great.
Look, I've been accused of being an intellectual elitist, but you don't have to go to the symphony or you don't have to go hear great people speak in order to enjoy life. We have some very simple things everywhere in the world. If it's nothing more than just simply taking and going for a walk around the block.
Open your eyes.
If you're going for a walk, go for a walk. If you're going to go listen to a great speaker, go listen to that great speaker. If you're going to enjoy a good meal, enjoy a meal. Don't try and mix them all up. Do one thing and involve yourself in it.
And also, if you don't like it,
you're going to end up just skimming along in life.
And Bobby, if you don't like it, if you're not involved in it, if it doesn't compel you, don't go back and see it, okay? Don't go see the Dalai Lama. If you don't even know who the cat is and you don't know what he was talking about, and you're just going over there to see...
No, but we wanted to because it was part of the packet of tickets. And
all right, it was part of the ticket packet. Go see all of that. But if the guy was boring, you know, either get yourself educated, okay?
As the guy, sir?
Hey, yes?
Sir, I'm Bobby's husband. I'm Steve. How are you?
Hi, good evening. Thank you.
Good.
I'm doing well.
Have you seen the magazine Smiths and Ian?
Yes.
Smiths and Ian magazine?
Yes, Smithsonian, yes.
Okay, we've got that. We have a subscription to that.
What do you mean Smiths and Ian?
Well, but...
what was the name of that?
Smithsonian Institute magazine.
Yes, but the point is that you don't have to necessarily involve yourself in what we regard as high culture have a good quality of life. Maybe the thing that makes her most happy, maybe the thing that makes her feel the most fulfilled with her life is just simply enjoying with her husband, watching that baseball game really great.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. Do you understand what people are saying?
Phil, I do. They called that Smithsonian, didn't he?
Yeah, what do you mean, Smiths and Ian?
Those guys, right?
What guys?
Well, what was the magazine about the Lindbergh airplane and everything?
Smithsonian Institute, okay.
And architectural?
Who?
Architectural.
Who's architectural?
Is he he's a builder?
I've never heard of him.
Well, that's a magazine that we have, too. There's a lot of things.
What do you mean, Architectural Digest?
That's what it is.
Architectural what, Phil?
Architectural Digest? What do you mean, architectural? Who the hell is he? Come on, brother. We read Architectural's magazine. Get a load of these people. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley's on the line with us, driving home from the Distinguished Speaker Series there in Pasadena. Bobby, there?
Oh, what was that? Was that Perfidio that Mike was playing? What was that?
What was that song you were playing, Mike?
Could he play it again?
Play. What do you want to hear it again for?
Because it's got da 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 da. I really like that.
All right, my wife Maria is on the phone. She's on her way back from it.
Oh, hi, Maria.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
How are you, dear? Were you over at the Distinguished Speaker Series?
Yes, this was our first night.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
with all due respect to Holiness Dalai Lama, he was a very simple message about dialoguing and communication.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was very important to hear.
Yes, but guess what the problem was? Mm. And my girlfriend had the best line. I said, I didn't really want to hear about what he had to say, but more about his struggles and his past.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend said, Denise, then I would feel like I was listening to
me
because she couldn't understand a word that he was saying.
Is that Denise Horton from the Hair
yes,
Girl?
Oh, it
God.
Is.
Would
and
you tell her? Would you tell Denise that I'm going to come in to see her this week? Because you, Denise, honey?
Yes.
Hi, it's Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you really butchered my hair the other day.
No, she didn't. She's good. Denise does a good job over there at the Hair Grow.
What a plug. Yeah. What a plug.
Listen, let me tell you about
Denise. Denise, honey, you don't get out to see the dilemma much, do you?
The dilemma, that's about what he sounded like.
Denise, are you kidding me? You actually went to see the Dalai Lama?
I did.
Did you drag that welding guy with you?
No.
You didn't bring Weldon with you?
No.
You know, I think it's important for people to have culture, you know?
Well, culture would be important. The problem is the accent was so heavy. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. He could have been saying, blank you, the whole night. I had no idea.
Really? Was that really what he was saying? Hey, have you guys been having a couple of cocktails?
No.
Really? Hey, Steve, I think they've been drinking.
Sounded to me like you had a couple of cocktails over there.
They've had cocktails.
What? Honey, were you there or not?
Yes, I was there, and I don't recall a cocktail bar there.
Yes, someone was selling beer and wine.
Beer and wine at the Dalai Lama?
Maybe that's why Denise couldn't understand him. Actually,
that's the thing. You got to stay sober for a lot of these.
No. I could understand everything, but Denise actually took a snooze.
Oh, my goodness.
But his message was really sweet, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989. He's doing great work. It's just his accent is really difficult.
That's really neat.
What's that? Wait a minute. What? Steve asked me so. What, Steve?
You let your wife out when she's been drinking?
Yes, I let my wife drink. What has that got to do with it?
God damn, buddy. God damn.
Tell Denise I'm coming over so she can correct what she butchered.
Now, she does a great job. Denise Horton, the hair grow. It's out of sight. She dyed my hair blonde once. I don't think it's ever been the same. No, it's very nice. Very sexy. It's a great place.
I like her, too. Are we still on the air?
No.
Oh, okay. They hung up on us, Steve.
By the way, we would like to apologize for this really suck-ass Blue Oyster Cult song that we're ending the show with tonight. Thank you. Because it's